According to the governor's office, the agreement calls for a $1.4 billion increase in revenue for K-12 schools, including the largest increase to the state's special education reimbursement rate in history. It directs $330 million to support child care and includes $256 million in new spending for state universities. The compromise also includes annual income tax cuts worth $600 million in each of the next 2 years. Evers says the deal is contingent on his approval of any final changes made by the GOP-controlled Joint Finance Committee or State Senate and Assembly. The announcement comes after lawmakers missed a June 30th budget deadline while continuing to negotiate changes behind closed doors. Evers says he hopes the plan is finalized by the end of the week. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.